Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am here with the dynamic alternative rock band Flexies. So they'll be bringing the heat to Yonder, Queenstown this Friday, 27th of September. And I'm here today with Benji, the lead singer. How are you? Yeah?
Vibing? Yeah? Chilling?
Yeah. You look like you're really, I don't know, like you're just, I love the backdrop that you've got going on.
Thank you very much.
It's giving very. Yeah,
I literally just got home from work, so I've just picked up a beer. I'm like, sweet, zen out time.
Was it a hard day or?
To be honest, yes. It actually was a little bit of a tricky day. We've been, I do like boat detailing, so I've just been waxing and polishing a boat all day, and I'm quite a small guy, so it was a bit tricky trying to get into some of the taller positions. Never too good at reaching the top shelf, so yeah. No, it was tough, but it was good. The sun was shining, so I'm happy as.
Yeah, it sounds kind of fun though. I don't know, especially like if it's a good day. Like
it is. Yeah. Oh, you're so right. It definitely depends on the weather. We were working last week in torrential rain, and that's pretty horrid. But when the sun's shining, it's nice to be out on boats all day and be on the water. So
yeah.
I'm happy. I'm enjoying it. It's a good little side hustle.
That's what we like to hear. Like, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. All right. So, how are you feeling about the gig this Friday? Is it your first time playing at Yonder?
It actually is, yeah. No, we're so stoked that we haven't been down to Queenstown since Rhythm and Alps, so we were in and out on the same day, so it'll be really nice to get down there this weekend to play in Queenstown and then Alexandra the next night. So I think for most of us, like, we haven't done too much flying down south, so we've all set up a weekend for it, and we've got a few things planned. So yeah, it should be good. We're super excited.
Oh my gosh, wait, that sounds like it's gonna be a great weekend. And like, also Rhythm and Alps, like, were you performing in Rhythm and Alps?
Yeah, we played there I think 2 years ago now. Gosh, time moves fast. I think it was about 2 years ago now. Yeah, it was so cool. We got flown in same day. It was one of those moments that kind of felt like actually it was legit, the whole band thing. Getting like a little private van and getting on the main stage. It was really cool. And then, the scenery down there is unreal. So we had a really good time. It was, a cool opportunity for us. And yeah. But we're excited to come back down. Like, we have not played much at all, really, in the South Island. So, we've been talking about it for a few weeks. We're really excited. Should be good.
And it's hard to believe it's literally 2 days away as well. Like, you must be over the moon.
I'm stoked. I'm getting Friday off work. I'm with my best mates. They're coming over to stay at mine tomorrow night. I'm going to make the boys some chicken rolls for dinner, and then we're going to get up early and get to the airport. Be solid.
I mean, I guess, give me a little bit of an origin story on how Flexies was formed.
So we were actually formed at high school. We formed in high school. We kind of made our first little EP there. The boys were actually in the band before I was. It was already established. And then I came in about year 13. We kind of just like made a little EP there. And then we went through all those lockdowns and that COVID business, which is kind of a bit in the past now, but that's kind of literally how Flexies all kind of got together. We just were locking down together, making music.
Wow.
And then just kept playing and loved it so much. And then we got in our new drummer Neon, who's not from our school, but then we've just had him along, and then got our own little space, and just been we just enjoy catching up, making music, hanging out. It's all good stuff. We're real stoked. The band dynamic's been actually really, really good recently. Which is quite good. Our band is keeping it all together. But everyone's been in a really good place. So we're super excited for this weekend. Summer's around the corner and all that. So we're stoked.
Yeah, because has it been like tricky, like navigating sort of band changes or like,
It definitely has. I'm not going to go out there and say it's all been easy. I think it's a big grind, you know. I've been at uni for the past 3.5 years and a couple of the other boys have done it as well. But all of us are working now and, you know, like it's you're working your day of, you know, 7 a.m. till 4 or 5 and then it's straight to the practice room 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, and then with the music, it's not just the music. There's a lot of band admin that needs to be done and content creation and getting things done on deadlines. And like it's so fun. Like I love the hustle of it, but you know, it's not to say it's easy trying to get boys all off work or trying to get boys away from girlfriends. It's always tricky, but I think, yeah, the main thing is we're each other's family, and that's probably been the biggest part. Is there's a lot of love in the group, which is really nice, and everyone's very understanding of each other's situations. So to say it's been a bit tricky, yeah, but I think anyone and everyone in the band would do it for each other. So that's, yeah, we're really happy with how it's come along. And I think right now is actually probably a moment in time where it's probably the best it's actually been. So we're riding that high right now.
That's so wicked. Like, yeah,
it's good. It is good. It's good. Life's good. Life's so good.
And I was gonna say, I think it's really sweet too that you've like really fostered that sort of wholesome environment for like everyone, like that space where you're all like, yeah, really connected and sort of you're really understanding. I don't know, I think that's also really important, you know, the off stage sort of relationships that you have with each other, because that really does play a part in like the music that you produce as well. So
it's everything. Yeah. No, you're literally bang on. It takes, you know, as soon as it becomes work, it's like, you know, you're gonna be going into issues. So yeah, we're always going out with each other on the weekends and making sure it's, you know, the whole reason we started it was because we're all best mates, so we want to keep it that way. And I think it's been, you know, there's a lot of members in the group that are so, yeah, everything you just said, like we do try to foster a really cool environment where people come in and feel really good, and they come into practice and they're like, you know, even if they've had a bad day, we can sit down, have a beer and talk about things. And I think that's a huge part of making bands work, and like going on stage and actually being truly connected with each other.
Yeah.
So this week, you know, it's doing those little things like coming in, having a few beers at practice, talking about your week and getting the boys around the night before, moving as one, and just kind of staying connected, because that chemistry definitely shows when you're on stage, in my opinion anyway. And yeah, like as soon as you feel good in the group within the week and you know things are right there, like as soon as you go on stage, it's just, you've done the mahi, like just let the energy kind of take over and the vibe in the crowd and
so play true. To the end
and see how it goes. Yeah, anyway, that's how I try to take it on anyway.
Because would that be sort of like advice that you kind of give as well to, I guess, like aspiring musicians or like other bands out there? Yeah.
Always, yeah. Oh, it takes so much. It's just hard work. It's a lot of hard work. You take your falls all the time. Get up, go again. You're going to get gigs that you don't get. Yeah. Try and get it next time. Be better. And just keep going. But yeah, no, literally, I'm probably a little bit on the mindfulness side of life, a little bit. So I'm always about making the vibes right within the room and reading whether people are all enjoying what's happening, because I think that's a big part of Flexies, you know. We love to deliver a very high intensity, lots of energy, a lot of big adrenaline rushing show is kind of what we try to do. And then, yeah, that takes us all being very connected in order to deliver that. So we always try to make sure that that's the case. And when we get on stage, we're doing it for the people in front of us and making sure they're all feeling welcome, safe. People are keeping their hands to themselves and having a good night.
Yeah, awesome.
It always makes the vibe a bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, I fully 100% agree with everything that you just said.
That's good. That means we're having a step in the right direction, isn't it?
I noticed you've been pretty active in getting like various singles and an EP out last year. And especially, yeah, with your most recent single, Blister, released this year. Would you say that your sound has evolved in ways that you weren't expecting? Or, like, is this kind of where you wanted it to go? I don't know.
This is a cool question. I had this on a little interview last week.
Oh, no way.
I didn't think people would notice, so it's actually good. I think we are evolving. I think that we kind of, you know, I like to think about it that you go through chapters of life in like 3-year periods. You know, we had our high school phase, and then we had like our young adulthood phase, which was kind of, you know, that like 18 to 21 kind of vibe. And that was that sunstruck era. And then I feel like we've come out of that era, and yeah, there's some really cool things in the works. Like Blister was one where I actually wrote that a little while back about just not really knowing my place. And that was like a bit more of a mature sound that we were gunning for. And a bit of a taster of what's to come. But we are kind of, just because we're so disorganized a little bit, we're going back a little bit in time, and we're going to do a bit of a throwback to some old school flexies for the end of this year. So we got two new songs coming out, one next month, which is, yeah, like your old school surf rock and reggae flexies. And then we got a tune coming out with Tiki end of the year, which is just a bit of a summer bop. But
This is so exciting.
Yeah, but next year what we have on the horizon is definitely a lot more of a mature sound. I think the lyricism's getting a bit more mature. I think we're all becoming a bit more, yeah, things have got a bit more real in life, and I think that's just getting reflected in within our music and our storytelling. So yeah. I'm really stoked with it. Like, I think, you know, some of the stuff that's come out is awesome. Like, I'm always stoked with everything we make, but I think the new stuff's coming is, yeah, a bit more of a nostalgic and alt rock kind of sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some cool things that are going to be coming. But for the rest of this year, we're going to throw it back to some old school flexies and yeah, just really bag it out at the shows that we do have over summer and keep it fun and light. So yeah. Touch on some bigger topics next year, I think.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I really value that too, though. You know, like, just that reflection of, like, whatever stage or whatever era of life that you're in, and, like, having that, like, being seen in your music, and, you know, like, I don't know, it makes you have, like, that deeper connection with your audience as well, because they can see it too, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never really know that, because we're the ones making it, but, like, my job is, you know, as long as I can make one person at least through every song I write feel something, or hopefully it helps them through a tough time, that's my job done. I'm stoked.
Yeah. I guess just, like, a little bit of wrapping up, really. But in terms of, like, aside from this new music and stuff that's, like, coming out, are there any venues that we can see you at in the future? Or, like, what else is in store for the future?
Yeah, for sure. We're, so obviously we got, yeah, Yonder Queenstown this Friday, and then we're playing at Alexandra for the Molyneux Festival, I think it's called, in Alexandra on Saturday. So those are the two we're going to be at this weekend, and then we're going to hit summertime, starting off at Lee Currents in Taupō, and then we're going to be playing with opening Sublime with Rome at the Cora Glen, and then there's a few other ones to come. But yeah, follow us up on the Instagram and Facebook, you'll be getting some announcements very soon.
Awesome. This just sounds.
We need to get to the South Island more. We need a Dunedin show.
Absolutely.
There's been so many debates within the band. It's honestly more just like a. It's like an us against our manager thing. He's trying to get us some good shows with, you know. So that we're not going to be playing to no one. But
And like logistics. Yeah. Like the more yeah, just the. Logistics. Yeah.
There's a lot of money involved with flying, so we'd love to get down there. It's just, you know, trying to get our schedules lining up and making sure it's all financially
feasible. People definitely be getting down there. I've said that for years, but honestly, next year I'm fed up with not being down there, so I'll definitely get down there next year.
Yes,
I promise.
We'd love to see you. Yeah.
I played with my old man's band down in Dunedin earlier this year. And it was way too fun. I was like, why is that not coming here? This is ridiculous.
But man, this is great. Like, I'm honestly, it feels like you've got a stacked summer coming up for Flexies, you know?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very lovely team that does a lot of behind the scenes work for us, and can't thank them enough for what they do. But yeah, we'll make sure we deliver some cool shows for people and keep this whole thing growing. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying the music and the shows.
Absolutely. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on today. Like, I really appreciate your time and your presence, and especially, yeah, coming over Zoom and sharing your thoughts as well, because it's always great hearing. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Anita. I appreciate you taking the time to chat. It's very kind of you.
No worries. And have a great time. Definitely, if you haven't already checked it out, head down to Queenstown this weekend or head down to Alexander. But yeah, this is going to be Flexies at Yonder in Queenstown. And are tickets still available? I haven't
actually
checked.
It's actually free entry.
Oh, shit. Man, okay, that's like more incentive then. Like, I mean, heck, if you've got, yeah.
Who doesn't like free shit?
No, right? Also, we've got Liquid Gold by Flexies coming up. But thank you so much once again, Benji.
Anytime. Thank you.
Change my ways to feel okay, but I always seem to burn away. It's all black and white, do what you like. Since you've been away, you've been wondering where my place is. Love the game.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.